100 or so yards down the lane, he saw the chateau. Dark red brick and stone were arranged in symmetrical patterns over four stories, flanked by two ivy-crowned towers.
"Some house," Malone said.
16th century, Mark noted. There was a motorcycle out front. Malone examined the left rear tire and muffler. The shiny chrome was scarred, and he knew precisely how that had happened.
"That's where I shot."
"Quite right, Mr. Malone." He turned. Standing outside the open front door was a tall woman, lean as a jackal, with shoulder-length auburn hair. Her features reflected a leonine beauty reminiscent of an Egyptian goddess. Thin brows, brooding cheeks, blunt nose. The skin was the color of mahogany, and she was dressed in a tasteful V-neck tank that exposed her toned shoulders and capped a knee-length safari print silk skirt. Leather sandals sheathed her feet. She threw him a smile.
"I've been expecting you."
"That's interesting, because I only decided to come see you an hour ago."
"Oh, Mr. Malone, I'm sure I've been high on your priority list since you shot my cycle in Rennes."
"Why shoot at me in the first place?"
"Nothing would have been learned from talking to the man you assaulted."
"Perhaps you didn't want me to talk to him. Anyway, thanks for Copenhagen."
He saw her glance over his shoulder.
"Mark Nell, I'm pleased to finally meet you. Glad to see you didn't die in that avalanche. I see you still like to interfere in other people's business."
"I don't consider it interfering, merely monitoring the progress of those who interest me, like your father." Cassiopeia extended a hand to Stephanie.
"And I'm pleased to meet you. I knew your husband well."
"From what I hear, you and Lars were not the best of friends."
"I can't believe anyone would say that."
Cassiopeia looked at Mark with clear mischief.
"Did you tell your mother such a thing?"
"No, he didn't," Stephanie said. "Royce Claridon told me." "Now he's a man to watch. Placing your trust in that one will bring nothing but trouble."
"On that, we agree," Stephanie said.
Malone introduced Jeffrey.
"You're of the Brotherhood?" Cassiopeia asked.
Jeffrey said nothing.
"No, I wouldn't expect you to answer. Still, you are the first Templar I've met civilly."
"Not true," Jeffrey said, pointing to Mark. "The Seneschal is of the Brotherhood, and you met him first."
"Seneschal? I'm sure there's quite a story there," Cassiopeia said.
"Why don't you come inside for lunch?"
"Great," Malone said. "I'm starving."
They followed her inside to a spacious dining room lined with gilded leather. The ambience was impressive. But what caught Malone's undivided attention was the man sitting at the far end of the table. Forbes Europe ranked him the 8th wealthiest person on the continent. The Queen of Denmark called him a personal friend. Worldwide charities counted on him as a generous benefactor. For the past year, Malone had spent at least 3 days a week visiting with him. He came and went from the man's estate as if he was family, and in many respects, Malone felt he was. Now he seriously questioned all that. He actually felt like a fool. But all Henrik Thorvaldsen could do was smile.
"About time, Cotton. I've been waiting 2 days."